This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I saw this this tweet from Chris Johnston, who's an NHL reporter with The Athletic. It says, something to keep an eye on. Once Nikolaj Ehlers makes his free agent decision, there's a sense it could spur trade activity among the team or teams who fall short in their pursuit of the talented winger. I would imagine that, yeah, this is... plenty of teams, they're not just going to throw all their eggs into one basket and hope that they get Ehlers to join their squad. There has to be plan B, and plan B would be find other players. Well, this is what I think is going to be interesting, because this is where you might start to hear other names being mentioned.
Well, that's what Eisenman was talking about, by the way, during the NHL draft. And he had that comment where he's like, we're going to try to make our team better via free agency, but there's too many teams and not enough players, so we're not optimistic. But then once everything dies down with the buzz, then hopefully we can make our team better via a trade. So, again, that's why you have the Eisenman trade deadline, which is, what, the 25th again?
Yeah, it's yes.
Yes, Eisenman needs to make a trade
for my own sanity
by July 25th, or he's a failure. We've decided. But yes, now I would assume. I mean, that's how it works every year. You know, teams get a free agent. They got to make moves according to the cap. The cap went up. You got to get rid of guys, so you trade them away, or some guys force their way out too.
And if you were thinking maybe Orlov could have been a top four defenseman for the Red Wings, he cannot. He has signed a 2-year deal with the San Jose Sharks.
Oh, okay.
So that might just about do it for any free agents of
that you're interested in. Yeah.
So all right, then. We'll see what they decide to do with the Red Wings. But I do think it's interesting. The Ehlers news, like Tuesday, the NHL deadline, or NHL deadline.
Yeah.
The free agency began at noon. By Tuesday afternoon, the market on Ehlers, the reports were he's got a lot of things to sift through. He'll probably make a decision tonight. And then the next day came, which was yesterday. And then it said, yeah, well, he's going to sift through. We should expect, again, it was like tonight. Nothing happened last night. So I kept thinking, what a great position to be in if you're Nikolaj Ehlers, because now you have all the teams are interested in you. Because you're the last big-time free agent that's out there. And he's a good player. He's not a great player. He's a good player.
He can help you.
He's a top six forward for sure.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's not like he's Mitch Marner or some of the other guys that could have been free agents that ended up not being really free agents. But he's in a great position now because he's going to get the best contract he'll ever see because he's the only guy left. And everybody else returned to their own teams. So we'll see who he ends up signing with and if, in fact, it does have a trickle effect to spur on trade talk with other teams.
The NHL list of free agency is always the most bastardized thing ever because these guys never leave their teams. They're really good ones, right? So you're left with like these second tier NHL guys that no doubt you end up overpaying for. So I'm not even pissed that Yzerman didn't do anything in free agency.
No.
It's all about the trade and making your team better and making your team tougher to play against. But quick example, like, have you seen who's on the free agent list next year?
Yeah, it's a massive list of great players that McDavid, are not going to see
Eichel,
free agency.
Kaprizov, Panarin, Ovechkin, whatever, Kyle Connor, Costas guy. Yeah. How many of those dudes are actually going to hit free agency? The answer is probably, probably none.
Yeah, I mean, the real question is at Connor McDavid. I mean, do they have enough money to pay Connor McDavid?
Yeah, but what they do have is a whole year of negotiating with him exclusively.
Yeah, and they,
so
and
he'll
they
get it done.
A whole year of trying to get back to the Stanley Cup
right.
finals.
There's no way he leaves.
There's a way he could leave. I mean, look, like I said, they traded Wayne Gretzky.
They did. They did.
So anybody can be traded.
Trading Connor McDavid in your prime when you've gone to back-to-back Stanley Cup finals, and we'll see what they do
look
next
at
year.
Was traded.
That'd be tough.
Every league has the great player at the time that was traded. You never know. But we'll see. I'm encouraged that the Red Wings can get something done in a trade. I have no idea who that's going to be, but look forward to it happening at some point before July 25th.
Speaking of great players, Gator, the Tigers have three of them.
Yeah.
Three All-Stars for the Tigers.
So voted into the All-Star game by the fans. Phase one, Tiger fans showed up to try to vote their guys in.
They did. They did a hell of a job. I mean, Zach McKinstry, last time I checked, was like third in vote-getters for the third base.
Colt Keith was up there. Spencer Torkelson was up there. They made a strong push to get guys in.
They did.
And in the end, three advanced to phase two. Phase two lasted, I think it was 2 days of voting or whatever it was, and Gleyber Torres wins for second base, as he should. It's not even close how much better he's been than everybody else, maybe even Major League Baseball at that position this year. Riley Green, 100% deserves to be there. He's in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Star. Yes.
Absolute star.
Yes.
2 3-run homers yesterday. Narrowly missed a solo shot in the second game.
Yep.
Incredible.
So who's the third, Gator? Who's the third?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but the man who was third is likely to start the All-Star game in center field. Is Javi Baez. The fans voted Javi. Javi's having a pretty good season. His average is way up. His OPS is respectable. Is more than respectable. He doesn't have the power numbers, or he hasn't driven many runs in.
Well, he's not the Baez of 2016, but
still. He's also hitting in the bottom of the lineup. He's batting eighth, typically, on a nightly basis, seventh or eighth, somewhere in there.
He's got the third best WAR on the Tigers at 2.2. He's got a 284 batting average. He's got 9 dongs. He's got 36 ribbies. He's got an OPS close to 800. He's got an OPS plus. League average is 100. He's at 118.
He played
the transformation is unreal.
He played a flawless center field. when asked to play center field, and he's like, oh, I'd love to. I always wanted to.
Yeah, childhood dream.
Yeah, guys that are shortstops or athletes, they can move anywhere around in the outfield. He went to the outfield, went to center field specifically, and was fantastic.
Dude,
at a time that the Tigers desperately needed somebody because Parker Meadows is out, Wenzel Perez was out, Akil Badu started out being hurt.
Ryan Kreidler stunk.
Yeah, right. All these guys were down and out. They needed somebody. Hey, Javi, you know, we're paying you all this money. What do you say you try this? Yeah, okay. And he was great at it.
He saved the Tigers. He really did. So much to the fact that I'm like, hey, you know, once Parker Meadows comes back, maybe you keep Javi out there in center field. Now you need him at third or shortstop pretty much because Trey Sweeney hadn't been all that good. But the transformation's insane. We've gone, Gator, from hating this guy, begging for him to be DFA'd, to now loving him again. It is a transformation and a 180 and a comeback unlike any I've ever seen in Detroit sports. So who's the comp?
Yeah.
Who comes close?
That's the thing. It's from a player standpoint, this might be a one-off, man. I have never seen in my life a player who was as vilified as Javi
and
Baez was.
So,
and
by
I'm
the
not
way,
saying
yes.
It was wrong. It was, yeah, I get it. It was rightfully so, to the point where people were really throwing their hatred even towards Chris Ilitch to say, just buy him out. Yeah, Tom Gorris with the Pistons had this situation with Monty Williams. Didn't work out. You know what? I'll just buy you out of your contract.
Right, eat the
$70 million, whatever it was. Bought him out. And like, well, can Chris Ilitch do that with Javi? Well, it's a lot of money. Baseball's different. Wouldn't expect it, but if Javi's not playing well by the All-Star break, maybe at that point you start thinking about buying him out and DFAing him or whatever. And he's getting towards the end of the last season, and they shut him down, and they say he's going to have hip surgery. At that time, I did say this. I said, look, he's terrible for this team. But what if he comes back from surgery and we find out that the surgery was the problem, that the hip was the issue, and he's able to come back and be, and all I said was respectable. I didn't expect to be all-star caliber. I'm like, what if he just comes back and he's respectable? I didn't think it was going to happen. I just proposed the what if. Goes to the surgery, goes to the offseason, says he feels great. We watch him in spring training. We watch him to start this year, and lo and behold, he's not dive bombing at these pitches like he was before. He's not off balance. Now, he has a tendency here and there where he still shows that. But
like last night with the bases loaded.
He's hitting like 280 right now or 285, something like that.
Yes, he's currently.
He's a completely different player.
284.
Now completely respectable again. An all-star again. Matching the record.
Beloved again.
Matching the record of starting an all-star game at a third position. He started at second, started
short
at short, and
insane.
Now he's or played at least an all-star game. Okay. Now it'll be three positions. This is unprecedented.
I said, give me the comp. Give me somebody, help us out. There has to be a Detroit sports comparable to Javi Baez, a man that we quit, a man that we despised, a man that we begged out of town, and they turned it around, and now they're beloved. Who's the comp? I can't come up with anybody other than, I thought maybe, Jim Harbaugh. We got to the point where he was 2-4, reduced his salary, couldn't beat the Buckeyes.
Yeah, but
But then he won a national championship.
Yeah, but people in Michigan still aren't. Not everybody's thrilled with him.
Well, yeah, because of what's going on and the cheating and everything else.
And how he did it. Did it by hook or by crook.
Okay, so if it's not Harbaugh, do we have, I know Javi's the ultimate. Do we have somebody close? Do we have a close Javi Baez comp? Because I've never seen this before. It's insane.
From a player standpoint, it's really hard to do it. I have one that is nowhere close to Javi, but I think it's along those lines.
A player?
Yeah.
Ooh,
and then I have another player who doesn't fit all that criteria. He was a despised guy for sure, but doesn't fit the criteria.
I got two non-players. I got two people associated with Detroit sports that we felt one way about, but they're not players. That's the closest I could come.
And we'll get to that next year. 248-539-9797. Who in Detroit sports has done the complete 180 from the fans like Javi Baez? 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.